Okay, shall we pray? Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the opportunity to feed on your word, even through this Zoom platform. We just ask you that you would speak through me, Lord, and everything you've put in my heart that is from you, we just ask you to really give it wings and let it be anointed. Let it be, as Jesus said, spirit and life, in Jesus' name. Lord, I just ask that you direct my thoughts and even things that that you want me to say in these 20 minutes that haven't come to me now. I just ask you to put it in my heart and put it in my mouth nevertheless. Let it find its mark in our hearts, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So I felt that the Lord wants us to go through a few verses in Ephesians chapter 5 that relate to living wisely.
I just want to say, if you're getting feedback, could you mute all your, or maybe Graham can mute everybody, and then Akin will unmute, because I know last week we got a lot of interference.
Am I muted? Okay, I'm unmuted now. Yeah. I am unmuted, darling. So Ephesians chapter 5 from verse 15, I'm reading from the New King James Version. It says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God.
Amen.
I really think this word he's put on my heart is so apt for the times, for this season that we're in, because we've heard so many words about what the Lord wants to do with his body in this season, getting us ready for when we emerge from this season. And I remember, Franklin, you shared something on during one of your teachings about us asking the question, what do you want me to be like when I emerge from this season? And I think it's so crucial for all of us to think in that way, because God is very strategic and he has a purpose in mind, and he has an end that he's aiming for. We need to remember that the world as it is now is not how he intended it to be. So he has an aim that he's gunning for. He, as a matter of fact, Jesus can't wait until the time when we're gathered together with him again to live with him, where I see him forever, and we're in his kingdom, each one of us playing our part. He can't wait for that. So the Lord is taking us somewhere. And in this season, he has a purpose for it. I'm not saying that he initiated the coronavirus, but he has a purpose for the lockdown and the restrictions that is brought, and many of us have already seen a lot of good come out of it already. So the thing we should be aiming for individually is, how do we optimize this opportunity that God has given us? What does he want me to look like when this season is over? And with that question, we need to also be saying, Lord, how do you want me to be? What do you want me to do in this season so that the changes you want to see in me happen by the end of the season? And I believe that's what he said this word about. So I'll read it again in the New King James. I'll comment on two verses, but I'm going to read it again in two other translations that kind of give different perspectives to some of the verses. And the last one I'm going to read really strikes home. But I'll read it in the New King James Version again. See then that you work, that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time. This is the time to really redeem the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. That is so crucial. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. You know, we are the body of Christ. God does not want to keep us in the dark as to what his will is. He wants us to know his will. The scriptures have been written so that we can know and understand God's will. And the Holy Spirit lives in us, resides in us to teach us, personally coach us in God's will. John said, the Apostle John in his letter in 1 John 2, 26, 27, he said, the anointing that you receive from him abides in you and teaches you all things. And Jesus himself said in John chapter 16, when he was talking about the coming of the Holy Spirit, he said, but when the Spirit comes, he will lead you into all the truth. So God doesn't want us to stay in the dark, but we could stay in the dark if we're not interested. If we're not interested enough to find out what God's will is, then we will not know it. But it's not because God is keeping us in the dark. It's because we're not interested. So the encouragement here is, do not be unwise. In other words, it is unwise to not be interested in God's will. It is unwise to not be interested in understanding God's will. So we are exhorted here, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. Two contrasting situations that one could be in. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of Jesus Christ. So we're exhorted that in another place, I think it's in Ephesians chapter 4, Paul exhorts the believers that our communication to one another should be uplifting, should build us up and not pull us down. So we need to seize the opportunity that as we communicate with one another, that the things that come out of us actually builds the other person up. And we're also encouraged to give thanks in all circumstances. Remember, some time ago when we're going through living a life of thanksgiving, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, Paul says, rejoice evermore. Again, I say rejoice. And he exhorts us to be full of thanksgiving, to pray without ceasing, and to be full of thanksgiving. There's great power in thanking God, especially in times when we don't understand and we're confused at what's going on. There's great power in thanking God in those times, because we know that he's working in the background. He is working his will, his purposes to come to pass. He's working for our good. So I'm going to read in the New Living Translation again. I'm going to read all that. So Ephesians 15 to 20. Be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. The implication of verse 17 here is that the opposite of acting thoughtlessly is to actually act, that our actions are informed by our understanding of God's will. So the reason we need to understand God's will is so that our actions can be informed by that understanding. Verse 18, don't be drunk with wine, because that will ruin your life. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit. As a matter of fact, it means be continually filled with the Holy Spirit, or be being filled. Be in a state where you're continuously being filled by the Holy Spirit. And being filled with the Holy Spirit is not a once and for all experience, as this verse of scripture suggests as well. It's not a once and for all experience. And a lot of the time we say, well, you know, this person is born again, spirit filled. But actually, the expression spirit filled, as you can see in this verse, it doesn't necessarily mean that the person has been baptized with the Holy Spirit and speaks in tongues. It includes that. But the expression being filled with the Holy Spirit, it actually means being influenced by the Holy Spirit. And the contrast in this verse is wine. So he says, do not be drunk with wine. That means don't come under the influence of wine. Don't drink wine so much that you come under the influence of wine. On the other hand, or rather, come live under the influence of the Holy Spirit. So being filled with the Holy Spirit means being under the influence of the Holy Spirit. And in the book of Acts, you'll find many, many times that there will be a record of certain events, and it will say they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. So these people had already experienced the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but at a particular event when they prayed and the worship, once again they were all full of the Holy Spirit and spoke in tongues again and prophesied. So it's something that happens as frequently as we desire it. We come under the influence of the Holy Spirit. We experience his empowering. We experience his inspiration. And at those times, you might burst out in tongues. You might prophesy if you're in the midst of other people and so on. But we are enjoined to live lives that are, under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Finally, I shall read from the Amplified Translation, the Amplified Bible. Again, I'll start from verse 15. Now, before I read this, I just want to encourage everybody to read all of Ephesians chapter 5, because I've taken a section out. I'm not reading it in the full context of the entire chapter, which contains a lot of counsel and instruction from Paul to us on how to live, how not to live, and how to live. And it's really, really important that we take it to heart. But I'm starting again from verse 15 here. Therefore, see that you walk carefully, living life with honor, purpose, and courage, shunning those who tolerate and enable evil. Not as unwise, but as wise, sensible, intelligent, discerning people, making the very most of your time on earth, recognizing and taking advantage of every opportunity and using it with wisdom and diligence, because the days are filled with evil. Therefore, do not be foolish and thoughtless, but understand and firmly grasp what the will of the Lord is. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is wickedness, corruption, stupidity, but be filled with the Holy Spirit and constantly guided by him. Speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, offering praise by singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, being subject to one another out of reverence for Christ. So just before I round up, I just want to go back to verse 17. Therefore, do not be foolish and thoughtless, but understand and firmly grasp what the will of the Lord is. I think one thing is clear from a lot of the words that have been coming out about this season, that the Lord wants to make some changes in his body so that we emerge out of this season an army that is fit for purpose, an army that is ready to do his will on the earth. We've all heard about the great move of God that is beginning to emerge on the earth, that is going to be bigger than anything we've seen before. It's going to be different than anything we've seen before. I also believe that in that move, there wouldn't be individual champions or big people standing on a stage, you know, everybody else kind of consuming what's coming from them. But God is going to be moving through every one of his children on the earth. This is a time when he's bringing his church to maturity in himself, according to his word in Ephesians chapter 4. He's bringing us to maturity so he can move through each one of us. This is a time we're coming into when God wants to demonstrate that each one of us is important to him. Each one of us has a part to play in his overall scheme of things. And he wants each one of us, each and every one of us, to fully play out that role in these times, in the times ahead. So we're going through a time of preparation. And in that time of preparation, it is important that we understand that we can't live the way we were living before. This lockdown that has disrupted everything, in it is a message from God saying, I'm disrupting everything. I'm getting your attention because I don't want you to live the way you were living before. I want to upgrade you. I want to upgrade your walk. I want to upgrade your faith. Franklin has been teaching on prayer. I want to upgrade your prayer. He wants to upgrade everything that we do, our way of life. He's bringing us up higher. Because the world has got to see the invisible God in his visible people. That's the great move. The invisible God being seen in his visible people. So that people who did not believe come to a place where they cannot deny the existence of God because of you and I. So it is crucial that we don't live carelessly, but that we live understanding his will. We need to understand his will generally, but we need to each come to an understanding of his will for us as individuals. And we have a huge resource in the Bible for that. And 2 Timothy chapter 3, 16 says that all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for reproof. That means it will correct us. It'll show us what is wrong in our lives. For correction, it'll correct us. For instruction in the way of righteousness, in the way that pleases God, so that each one of us will be fully equipped and fully prepared for every good work. So this is a time for each one of us to get into the Word of God like never before, so that we're equipped with the knowledge of his will, so by the Spirit, by the help of the Holy Spirit, we can put it to action. And so this is the message that the Lord put on my heart. I pray that it has blessed you, and that it'll bless you, encourage you to, again, study Ephesians chapter 5 on your own, and just let the Holy Spirit feed you with it. You know, meditate on any verse that that kind of touches your heart. And when I say touches your heart, You know, sometimes you read a verse and you feel uncomfortable, stay there. If you read a verse of scripture that makes you feel uncomfortable, stay there. It's a double-edged sword. It needs to do a work in your heart. You know, if you read a verse of scripture and it feels like there's a message in it for me, but I'm not fully getting it, stay there. It's really crucial. So, yeah, that's it. Praise God.